I would like to repeat a portion of the gospel lesson read to you a moment ago. And he said, "How shall we picture the kingdom of God, or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade." The parable is one of many growth parables, if you will, that Jesus speaks in this fourth chapter of Mark. And that, I believe, becomes a key to understanding what this parable is all about. Certainly, just about everybody sees the analogy here of the mustard seed being Jesus himself, you know, being born in a very small, tiny, insignificant way, coming as a small, tiny, insignificant baby, being the small, tiny, insignificant mustard seed. But when planted, there's a reference to his death, you see. When planted, it becomes a very large tree. The church grows because of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It grows and the kingdom becomes something very large. Large enough, Jesus says, that the birds of the air find rest in its shade. It can make a nest there and be at home and be comfortable there. That's in him. And as I stated, the parables preceding this one, I believe, become a key to understanding, particularly this last reference about the birds of the air finding rest and nesting under the branches of the shade of this, what has become a massive tree. Of course, if the tree is symbolic here of the church, of the kingdom of God, basically what you have here is a picture in nature form of the grace of God, giving shade, if you will, giving rest, if you will, from the heat of the day, from the beating sun, from the consequences of sin. Jesus says here, many can find rest here. One of the first growth parables that Jesus tells here is the parable of the sower. You're well aware of that parable, I'm sure. You know, the sower went out and throwing seed everywhere. But it's interesting to note here that Jesus says some of the seed fell upon ground, upon a pathway. And there's that phrase again, the birds of the air. The birds of the air, he says it again. The birds of the air come and they eat that seed. They take it in, they devour it. And then Jesus goes on to explain what he means by that. And what we find there in Jesus' explanation is that the birds of the air, are associated with the evil one. Jesus says they're the children of the devil. They come and devour that seed. They don't understand it. So it means nothing to them. But they are associated with the evil one. And that I find extremely interesting because now here just a few verses later, Jesus talks about the birds of the air again. And Jesus is not one to mix metaphors, especially when we find him speaking parable after parable. He's not one to mix metaphors, to change meanings, if you will. Therefore, in light of that parable of the sower, as I said, a key to understanding this whole thing, we find Jesus talking about birds of the air, and they must be ones that he says who are associated with the evil one. He says, these are the ones who can come and nest under the shade of the mustard tree. Interesting thought, isn't it? Birds being associated with the evil one. And I thought about that for quite a while this week. And then it dawned on me. Jesus simply says, birds of the air come. He doesn't say a certain kind of bird. And that leads us to believe that what's in his mind is birds of all kinds will come to him and find rest from the beating sun, from the consequences of sin. Birds of all kinds. Vultures. Sparrows. Robins. Parakeets. Canaries. Birds of all kinds. And then the thought struck me. Is this not what Jesus says elsewhere? When he goes into the synagogue in his hometown and he is given the scroll of the prophet Isaiah to read, and he finds there the verse which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he leaves off the second part of that stanza, which reads, "And the day of vengeance of our God." Because you see, Jesus Christ has come to bring the grace of God to a fallen humanity, to bring to it the very forgiveness of God itself. And therefore, it's only natural, I suppose, that birds of all kinds are welcome in this mustard tree. And that means you and me. You see, we're born under the influence, if you will, of the evil one. We are born in sin, as we already confessed this morning, that we are by nature sinful and unclean. But Jesus says, don't worry. There's been a seed planted, and that seed has grown. And that seed now exists. That tree that the seed has become now exists for one purpose. Not to make life a bowl of cherries, but to give rest to a sinful humanity from the consequences of sin. And that means, you see, that no matter what I've done, no matter what I've been, I am welcome in this tree. That's why this tree exists. And it is here that I find rest in its shade, through the graceful words of my Savior, "Father, forgive them, because they really don't know what they're doing." Oh, it's a marvelous proclamation of the gospel, you see. Once again, from the gracious lips of Jesus Christ himself. He is that seed that has become that tree. And in him we find rest from our sin and its consequences. Because that's why this tree exists. Amen.